The Reserve Bank's got an odd mandate, I thought to myself this week. On one hand, they directly involved themselves in the cocking up of the economy to the extent it has been by throwing printed money about the place, often with no real guidelines to banks as to where it would end up. Small clue, it went to housing. But on the other hand, they're all over us in terms of rules around what we can and can't do, i.e. income to debt ratios, which are still coming this year, apparently, how much money a bank has to hold in reserve for troubled times. And the latest is the directive to banks about insurance cover on places they lend money on, i.e. when you get a mortgage, we need cover. They can now expect the banks or want the banks to be even more vigilant about the sort of cover, how much cover, how long that cover lasts for. It's all in their financial stability report, which was released this week. But on the insurance issue, they revert to their hands-off approach when they point out that they are seeing more people having trouble getting and paying for insurance, and that this will be a growing issue. Well, thanks for the warning. You got any advice? Well, as it turns out, they do, sort of. They recommend, listen to this, they recommend insurers, governments, home buyers, as well as lenders, should take action to improve our understanding of natural hazards, to proactively manage affordability challenges. Well, isn't that great? Thanks very much for that. This is, in some respects, the issue of our time, of course. Like it or not, insurance, if it hasn't already, will become a burden, if not a nightmare. The government has already moved on the earthquake rules around buildings, knowing full well the current deadlines are unrealistic. But the day is coming, if it hasn't already arrived, where people, one, cannot afford to be where they are or want to be, or two, even if they have money, can't find a backer. So the big question the Reserve Bank doesn't answer is, then what? If you can't get insurance, you can't get a mortgage. Maybe you can get a mortgage and can't get a mortgage because you can't afford the insurance to the level they now expect. You're stuck in a place that was once safe, now it isn't. What are you going to do? This all has enormous economic, if not social, consequences, of course. Who is in charge of this? And what is the plan? Telling us it's an issue in a stability report isn't really a solution, and that's probably the way they like it. Always easier to point a problem out than to actually deal with it.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.